Welcome to the Happiness Happens podcast. I'm Simona Costantini, blogger, storyteller, and life enthusiast. Each week, I will bring you an idea, guest, or positive thought to help inspire you to create happiness and live on purpose. We decide the stories we tell ourselves and where we choose to invest our energy. It's time to cultivate a positive mind for a positive, more meaningful life. I'm so grateful you popped in. Now let's get started. Welcome back, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to yet another episode on the Happiness Happens podcast. This is the 10th episode, and boy, do we have a topic for you today. So before we get into all of that, I just wanted to recap my week for you super quick in case you didn't get to see all of the things that happened on social media. So I spoke at my very first event this past week, which was an absolutely incredible experience. I spoke about letting go of fear, which was so therapeutic for me, and it was so wonderful. The crowd seemed to be very receptive to the message, and it was all around a wonderful night. And it helped me really let go of some of my own fears that I have in my life. So it was very, very helpful, and it was a wonderful opportunity. One of the best parts about this event in particular was what it supported. And I find that whenever we do something, if there is a cause behind it, or if it's something that we're giving back to somebody else, it actually makes you feel so much better about doing it in the first place and so much more fulfilled and rewarded, and it's wonderful. I do have a video of myself speaking at this event, which I'm gonna put up on my YouTube channel soon, and I will share with all of you so that you can see as well. And if it's something that resonates with you and something that you enjoy, please let me know because I really want to know. So the thing that I really wanted to talk about this week was letting go of friendships and relationships that no longer serve you anymore. This isn't always the easiest topic to talk about because coming to the realization that someone may not be the best fit for you in your life anymore is a hard thing to acknowledge. And it's sometimes hard to recognize when a stage of life or friendship is coming to an end. Over the last year or so, I've had to let go of some friends, which was an incredibly difficult decision to make. But honestly, once it was made, it felt like such a huge weight lifted off my shoulders, which in theory is probably such a terrible thing to say. But on the other end, if you look at it from a different perspective, you know, it's very freeing to be able to live your life as authentically and as true to yourself as possible. This one friendship in particular no longer served me anymore, and it was extremely negative and packed with a lot of negativity that I didn't really want associated with my life anymore. You know, our values didn't really align anymore, and the respect that I had for myself and truly honoring my values was what was most important to me. So I know that it might sound a bit selfish, but who we have around us is what influences us. It's how we get our energy. It's how we move forward. And it's, you know, if we have someone holding us back, we'll never be able to hit that next step or step into who we're truly meant to be, because you always have some sort of anchor pulling you back to where you were. In this case in particular, it felt as soon as this friendship was over that I could finally breathe again. And, you know, it really truly felt like a cloud had lifted, like I had said before. But at the same time, it doesn't discount the memories and the amazing times that we spent together. It just means that it was time to let go of something that wasn't healthy for me anymore. Some people will stick by us our entire lives, and then others will come and go, and this is okay. Everyone serves a purpose in our lives, or teaches us a lesson, or, you know, a different perspective or something to learn. Not everyone that you're friends with right now is meant to be a friend forever, even though you think that they are. You will always have your core friends and, you know, the core people that you go to for everything. But not every single person will be that friend to you. And some people certainly will, but others won't. And that's okay. Also, the amount of time that we have here and the amount of energy that we have to give to people is limited. And so you should never waste your time with people who don't lift you up and encourage your dreams. You know, people who encourage you to do more and to be more. And you should never waste time with people that don't make you feel complete happiness. If someone doesn't make you feel happy, or if someone drains a lot of your energy, it's okay to take a step back and to want a different path for that friendship. These things happen because we grow. We change so much throughout our lives. Our interests change, the people that we want to be around changes, our thoughts change, you know, how we react to situations change, and so many things about us can change in our lives. So it's only natural that who you want to hang out with changes as your interests change. As all of these things start to change and evolve, you know, we really want to make new connections and have people around us who think the same way that we do. In order to do that, we have to create space in our lives for these new connections. We have to create space for new people and for new opportunities. One of the key things to remember is that even though someone may no longer be good for you anymore, this person deserves your respect and deserves your kindness. So always remember to keep your integrity and speak about them in a way that respects them. And, you know, I'll be truly honest that this was a very hard thing for me to do in the past, because it's really easy to get wrapped up in drama and gossip and people asking you questions. And, you know, the more dramatic it sounds, the more you hype your story and all this kind of stuff. But really, you guys, it's not worth it, and it doesn't make anyone feel good. And it does not help you remain true to yourself, because remaining true to yourself is what is the most important. On the other side, if you're on the receiving end of a friend or a relationship breakup, respect the person's opinion and choices. And I know this sounds crazy, and I know it sounds probably almost impossible, but other people are allowed to make any decision they want, and they're in charge of what makes them happy. We are all in charge of what makes us happy, regardless of what side of the spectrum you sit on with this. By making sure to always respect someone's decision and move forward with gratitude instead of anger, so gratitude for the friendship that was what it was rather than anger, you actually end up feeling better and becoming more understanding. The only reason why I can speak to this point and speak to it completely objectively is because I've had this situation happen to me. I've been on the receiving end of a friend breakup, and to be honest, it didn't make me feel that good, and I was very confused. But at the same time, this person was someone who I considered my friend, and I did have a lot of respect for this person. And it's not about me all the time. It's not always about us. And some people just aren't good at voicing their opinions. And we really can't hold that against people. But what we can do is be in charge of our emotions, be in charge of who we are and how we feel and how we react in order to have the best possible outcome. Because we won't always feel good about it, but if we can think positively about it, then we can start to feel better about it. And I know that not everyone will agree with me on this point, and that's totally okay, because we all have our own opinions about things. But if you choose to see other people's perspectives, and you choose kindness, and you choose to be positive, and you choose to be the best version of yourself in a situation like this, you have a greater awareness and a greater appreciation for the situation. If this topic is resonating with you, and there's someone in your life that you're like, maybe I should let that person go, but I'm not really sure, you know, here are a few tips or a few things that you can think about to help you put things into perspective. Recognize if there's someone who you feel holds you back. Acknowledge if the person or situation is no longer serving you anymore. Notice the feelings that you feel towards this person. Negative feelings or feelings of uncomfort are a sign that they no longer serve you. Notice also how you speak about them. Do you have anything nice at all to say about them? you know, if you don't and you're always complaining about them, that should be your strongest indication. Because the people we love and the people that we want to be around are not people that we talk about all the time and are not people that we complain about all the time. Honesty is always the best policy. So make sure the other person understands where you're coming from and from why. If you're feeling any of these ways, it doesn't mean that you need to break up with this friend of yours or any type of relationship. But it does mean that there might be a conversation that you need to have in how this person is making you feel, or, you know, that you don't feel aligned anymore, and see where it goes from there. It's not always like 0 to 100, like, okay, I'm your friend today, I'm not going to be your friend tomorrow. But, you know, it's taking note of how you feel and recognizing how you feel and seeing where that sort of leads you. But always being honest along the way with the person that you're feeling this towards. It's not always fun to tell people when things bother you about them, especially friends. And it's not fun to tell them, you know, X, Y, and Z makes you upset. It's also not fun to tell them that you no longer want to be friends with them. But at least you're taking responsibility and making it clear to the other person. So in the end, all that's left is understanding, and you might actually have the most respectful and understanding parting ways of friendship that you could possibly have, which is the ultimate outcome if you truly feel like you don't want this person in your life anymore. At the end of the day, you guys, this is your life, and you will live it the exact way that you want to. I'm simply bringing up this topic because I know what it's like to have a friend that projects so much negativity into your life, and you feel so stuck and you feel so bad and you feel guilty for not wanting to be their friend anymore, but you feel guilty if you stay. And, you know, other people's problems are not your problems. The way that other people are has nothing to do with you. And one of the things that I've learned is you can't fix everybody. People sometimes have things that they need to resolve on their own, and there's no point in letting yourself be upset or angry or holding yourself back in your life because of another person. Life is way too short for that, and there's way too many things that, you know, you can be and you can do if you give yourself the opportunity to. So don't ever feel like you're responsible for other people's happiness, because you're not. The only person's happiness that you're responsible for is your own. And once you're fully happy and you're complete within yourself, you can project that into the world around you, and you can influence and touch the people's lives that surround you. At the end of the day, it comes back to protecting your energy, protecting your happiness, and protecting the person that you are and the person that you're stepping into and want to become. So this by no means is a topic to make anybody feel upset. It's just to offer a different perspective. And I would love to know what you think about this topic, if you've ever had a hard time with a friendship before or letting somebody go in your life, and what was the outcome. I would love for you to share. And on that note, you guys, I'm going to leave you with this. I hope you have a wonderful week. Steve and I will be traveling this week. We're very excited. We're going to Japan for the very first time. So you'll see lots of different things on our social media accounts, and definitely have some updates for you there as well. So until then, wishing you a wonderful week and a week full of happiness and kindness. Take care. Bye. Thanks so much for being here today. I hope these words have brought you inspiration, insight, and a bit more happiness. Please leave a comment or a review if this episode resonates with you. I would be so grateful. Until next time, remember that happiness happens when you're least expecting it.